JT here. I gotta let you guys know about this really cool giveaway that I'm doing. Myself and Pure Hemp Paper has partnered up, and we're doing a really cool giveaway for my fans and my listeners and followers. So for all my smokers out there that like to smoke paper, well, this could be yours, and you don't have to pay a penny. So how do you win? I'll let you know. And the description will be also down below. So by the time that you're seeing this, you'll have 2 weeks to keep entering this giveaway and contest every single day. And all you need to do is follow my page on our JT, and most importantly, Pure Hemp Paper on Instagram. And then you have to like this video, share it on your Instagram stories, and tag myself and Pure Hemp Paper so we both know that have officially entered the contest, so we can mark you guys down. And in 2 weeks, one lucky person's gonna win all this fucking paper.
And you won't get high.
If you are interested in advertising or sponsorships, please send all business inquiries to onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and can be seen on YouTube. OnAirWithJT.com.
JT did it again.
JT here. Pure Hemp Rolling Papers was launched in 1996. From the desire to have a tree-free alternative rolling paper. They are made from pesticide-free, chemical-free, pure hemp's manufacturers have been around for quite some time. The Miguel family has been perfecting paper making since 1725. That's almost 300 years of paper making experience. Pure Hemp Rolling Papers is an eco-conscious alternative to all the wood pulp rice rolling papers on the market. They are focused on offering a tree-free rolling paper complemented with an all-natural vegan gum line that is sustainably sourced from West African trees. Pure Hemp created rolling papers to be as pure as possible. 25 plus years later, and Pure Hemp family has grown substantially. They've expanded into pre-roll cones, spiral wraps, and individualized pre-roll cones. Reach out to Pure Hemp and discover their superior Pure Hemp pre-roll cones. At Pure Hemp, they are always listening, learning, adapting, and constantly innovating. When I smoke paper, I smoke the Pure Hemp way. Go check them out on Instagram at Pure Hemp Paper and give them a follow. Tell them JT sent you.
JT did it again.
Welcome to a brand new episode of On Air with JT, and like always, my name is Justin Thomas, but you already know the deal. You can call me JT, or you can call me whatever the fuck you want. Thank you so much for tuning in to a brand new episode, whether you're listening or watching, and wherever you might be in the world, and whether it's your first time listening or watching, or if you're a returning listener, fan, follower. Thank you so much. I really, really do appreciate every single person's support. And I really value that support. And I do not take that for granted one bit. I don't. And I know I've talked about this so many times. I guess we're going into the show like this, where creators or even artists, singers, rappers, bands, actors, social media influencers, content creators, they don't take their community, they don't take their fans, they don't take their supporters for granted. I mean, yes, I'm not gonna, rule out everybody and say, oh, you don't support your fans. But the majority of performers, content creators, artists, at least at some point in their career, whether it was early on, maybe a little bit later on after they've gained some recognition or fame or wealth or whatever it might be. And I have seen not only as a fan and someone who's observant and likes to analyze and look at interviews and people's bios, and you know, I'm on Wikipedia more than, you know, Pornhub, just looking up random information about people, and you know, it's crazy. I need some better hobbies. I need something else in my life other than working. All I do is fucking work. And I'm not complaining. I love working. I love doing what I do. I get to do this for a living. I make a living off of this. By talking. And I've worked horrible, shitty jobs in my life. From being a dishwasher to a busboy to a deli worker, a cafe worker, fast food, everything. I'm even construction, even though I only lasted, I think I did a full day. I know I talked about this, I think back on season 14 earlier this year, where, you know, I was just talking about like how much I admire and respect blue-collar workers, especially people in the trades, construction, plumbers, electricians, etc. Because that is hard work. That real physical labor, that is real hard work. And people that do that do not get the respect that they deserve in today's times. And a lot of that has to do with how social media and influencers have glamorized, you know, fame and money and all this stuff, when, you know, in all actuality, the majority of these people are faking it. It's not their cars. Those aren't the mansions that they own that they're posing in front of, or the cars that they're posing in, that Lamborghini, that Rolls Royce, or that supposedly $500,000 or $1 million in cash. I mean, yes, of course, there's people that have those possessions. Don't get me wrong. But we live in a world where everything is based off of perception. And then on top of that, when you think about that, everything's based off of perception. And we live in a simulation, in a matrix. So there's an illusion on top of that perception that most people have. So it's kind of like a double layered of delusional, if that makes any sense. And that's partially due to, well, not partially, I guess majority, can't even talk today. See, that's how long it's been since I've been back in the studio, back in the, you know, podcast booth, the studio, the JT Media Inc. headquarters. It's been almost 2 weeks. And I just decided, you know, I got back from where I was, and I wasn't even going to do a podcast today, to be honest. I mean, actually, it's 11 p.m., but by the time this episode is up and released, it'll be the 15th, I believe, of November, which really marks, again, that 1 year anniversary of me doing podcasting. And that's crazy to think. That's absolutely fucking bonkers to think that 13 years ago, almost a decade and a half, I was a child when I was doing this. And I don't want to like get too much, you know, talk about this too much and obsess on over it or on it or whatever you want to call it. But it's that reality check that I had. You know, we are destined to fail in life. We are destined to fail at new things that we try. But society has conditioned and programmed and brainwashed the majority of people to think that that's a bad thing. But it's not. It's actually a good thing. And I know it's never fun to be publicly or privately embarrassed, especially when you fail at something. It's not a great feeling. But those are some emotions and feelings and situations that we need to go through and explore so we can see the deeper meaning behind it, whether we succeed or whether we fail. Because there's always a deeper meaning. There's always a deeper reason behind a outcome or behind a situation or just overall, you want to be, you know, philosophical in life. And that's just naturally how it is and how it always will be, especially if you have a certain level of consciousness and you're not really able to get that consciousness to the next level, where I'm talking about 5D and above. Motherfuckers over here in 7D and shit. But to get back to what I was saying, because I know I'm just going everywhere. I apologize. You know, again, it's been almost 2 weeks since I've been doing this. And 2 weeks of not doing what I do every day, and that's my job, and something that I really am passionate about and I really love, feels like 2 months, 3 months. So I'm really fucking happy to be back on the show, and I'm really happy to again be announcing so many new exciting things that's going on with the show, not only regarding the audio version of the show, but again the video version of the show. And I know I've been talking about that a lot on recent episodes and things like that, but I just want to reiterate one last time, because you can talk about things and manifest things, and that's all great. But if you're not backing that up with action, that makes you a talker. So when you do that talk about, yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, I'm going to get this and that, well, you better follow up with action. Because if you're just a chit-chatter and you're just talking away, you're a talker, you're not a doer. And that is embarrassing. And I can confidently say that because I've been like that before in my life at times. I've been that person saying, yeah, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. And I want this and that. I'm gonna accomplish this and all these things. But then I would never follow up. But then I would never actually take charge and action. Because again, you need that mad, that motivation, that ambition, that dedication, and that determination. You need it all. You need that mad, that motivation, ambition, dedication, and determination. And if you have that mad, again, with a dose of gratitude, on top of being your truest, authentic version of yourself, especially when you reach enlightenment and you're basically communicating with your higher self at the same time as reality is occurring, you are unstoppable. There is nothing that can ever destroy you if you're able to have those traits. And you don't have to be born with those kinds of traits. You can learn. You can develop. And I feel like so many people feel like, man, I'm not good at that. Or man, I'm not good at this. Or I don't know if I'd be good. Or how does that person do something so well? Like, I suck, blah, blah, blah. What am I good at? And I've been there as a person. I've been there. I know what it's like to not feel like you have a purpose. I know what it's like to feel like you don't know where you are going in life. I know what it's like to have that GPS basically saying, recalculating, 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 Wi-Fi lost, no service. I know what it's like to feel lost. But that's again where you have to go back and step out of that bubble, step out of that comfort zone, and actually do something about it. And yes, it's going to be uncomfortable at times. Yes, it's not going to be fun every single time. But if you are able to switch your mindset and switch your beliefs in the way you are perceiving everything, you have a much brighter, positive outlook on everything, even when shit hits the fan, even when things go to fucking absolute shit. Because that says a lot about someone's character. Because when everything is going good and everything is calm and everything is just flowing along and everything's great, people can fake, people can act. But when someone's world gets literally turned upside down and they have a ego death, or they have an experience where basically just their reality gets shattered, they have a tower moment, whatever you want to call it, how you react in those situations says a lot about your character and who you are, and especially where you are in life. And not really like physically or what you have and materialism and all of that, but more of like spirituality and spiritual. Like where you are in terms of your personal development growth, in terms of your core growth as a soul, as an entity. I know what it's like to not feel like you have a purpose. I know. I've been there. And it's fucking scary at times. I know. So when I see people that are lost and confused, I have that empathy. I have that sympathy. I have that understanding, that deep level of understanding on how that feels. And the dilemma that life puts you in when you go through certain situations and tower moments, and when your reality and everything gets shattered, or at least to your eye, to your perception, in your specific reality, in your timeline. So again, it's so important, like I've talked about having that pattern recognition. So when you feel like you're going, you know, down a rabbit hole that is not good for you, you are able to be like, oh, hold up, wait, we've gone here before and we've seen the outcome of what that action had. We've seen that outcome of what you did. Whether it was intentional or not, that's besides the point. So again, it's really, really important to have that level of understanding of what you want to do with your life. Because there's going to be moments where things are going to just basically, you know, hit the fucking fan. And in those moments, define our character. and define who we are. A millimeter of a second, a minute after that situation unfolds. Everything that we're doing right now is going to lead to some sort of outcome and consequence. Positive or bad, doesn't matter. And there are some things that we can personally control. And there are also some things that we just simply cannot. So to have that understanding of when to just go with the universe, go with the flow, and then to not have that understanding, to not fully understand it or embrace it or accept it, maybe you're aware of it or heard people talking about it or hear me talking about it, and you're like, what the fuck is this dude talking about? And if you don't know what I'm talking about and can't resonate or relate, that's okay. I'm not judging you. I'm just talking about my personal experiences. And yes, there are going to be some people that are going to be able to relate, and there's going to be some people that might not be able to relate. But if you have that open mind where you're able to at least hear somebody, you don't always have to agree or disagree with people to like somebody. Or somebody can have a really good viewpoint or ideology or thought, belief, or whatever on something, and then you agree with it. And if they say something that you don't agree with, you're automatically against them. It's like, who are you? I mean, of course you're able to feel however you want to feel, but who are you to, you know, basically dictate what other people do with their lives? Whether it's what they say, what they do. Who are you? And I feel like a lot of people kind of go through that experience at some point in their lives. Usually it's much younger, hopefully, and they learn their lessons and gain their wisdom. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are still struggling to understand a lot of things that maybe some people that are much younger have understood or mastered, or at least attempting to go and gather data and try and form a unique original thought. Everyone's just trying to fucking steal and take other people's ideology, beliefs, thought patterns. And I mean, you can have inspiration. You can take things from other people and things like that, especially if you're an artist to a certain degree, if you're not plagiarizing or having, you know, copyright issues and things like that. Inspiration is great. But take that inspiration from whatever it is and incorporate it with your own style. Don't just fucking swaggerjack someone's style and call it yours. Don't be Carlos Mencia. JT here. I have to say thank you so much to Pure Hemp Rolling Paper for being today's sponsor. You can definitely give them a follow on Instagram at Pure Hemp Paper. Now, when I smoke paper, I always smoke the Pure Hemp way. And I know that there's so many other companies out there, and I've tried other products, but let's be real. There's so many different kinds of paper companies, and we're not going to name any names, but there's so many added chemicals and GMOs and pesticides and all that crazy BS. And the amazing cool thing about Pure Hemp is they were founded in 1996, so 27 years ago, but the family behind it has been making paper and developing it for almost 300 years. 300 years! You know how long that is? They have perfected the craft. And I really could not be more grateful to be partnering up with Pure Hemp. You know, they really hooked your boy JT up with the Pure Hemp times 4 king size cones. I got the earth rolling papers. I mean, just look, if you're watching the show, I mean, there has to be at least 60 packages right here. Like, I'm good for quite some time. And they also hooked me up with like a really cool tray as well. And I'm just really grateful for Pure Hemp. And I know that this is an ad, but you guys know that I don't promote things that I don't fully like. I'm never going to sell something to my audience that I don't believe in or that I'm not a customer myself. I will never sell out. So when I promote, when I partner up with these amazing brands, they are the real deal. So definitely go check them out right now. So go to Instagram, type in Pure Hemp Paper. That's PureHemppaper on Instagram. Tell them JT sent you. That's Pure Hemp Paper on Instagram. It's just crazy to believe that today marks 13 years of podcasting. 13 years! I know I keep saying that, but I just can't fathom that. It's almost a decade and a half. And yes, granted, there were multiple hiatuses and I was not consistent after 2012. You know, 2010 to 2012, I was killing it. And I stopped. And yes, during the years 2013, 2014, 2015, 16, 17, 18, I put out like an episode a year, which is crazy. It's mind-boggling to think that now looking back, especially looking back when I've come back full force and I'm going harder than I ever went. But that 2010 to 2012 era was fucking crazy. And again, it probably had a lot to do with just because it was so new to people. And especially when I was going to high school in Florida, it was a small city to some degree. And I was the first person doing that, and I was in high school. So thousands of people discovered podcasting through me. Which is like kind of weird to think. And I've told this story so many times where when I started podcasting, I didn't even know that it was called a podcast. I was calling it an internet radio talk show. I went to Radio Shack and I think I had $10 and the cheapest microphone was like $15. And my mom gave me the other 5. Shout out to mom. Mama, I made it. We got the Shure mics now. We're in the big leagues. We made it. And it was like a really shitty microphone too. Because we're talking, you know, 13 years ago. And it was like this like picture like a long pen or a pencil, but a little thicker, attached to like a little round thing, and then the cord just went into the computer, and the audio is fucking horrible. And I know that the audio's been kind of shitty. Season 14, when I came back from hiatus, even season 13, and even season 15 at the beginning. But I have fixed that issue. I knew it was a little bit of a hiss and distorted with the audio, and I was trying to, and I have been trying to fix it and try and troubleshoot and figure out where the hell this is coming from. How do I fix this? And I figured it out. I just need everyone to be a little patient with me, because remember, I'm a one-man team. Everything that I do is literally done by me. All of the podcasts, the marketing company, the acting, the entrepreneurship, recording the podcast, editing the video, the audio, pairing it, uploading it, editing it, uploading it to social media, promoting it, taking calls, business calls, trying to get guests, doing research, thinking of material, writing skits, doing acting, sending out acting auditions, the marketing company, the media digital company, the online radio station that's coming very soon. And I'm happy to announce that Mental Health, Soul, and Breaking Free from the Matrix, and The Justin Thomas Show, three brand new podcasts on top of On Air with JT, is launching in January of 2024. And I do apologize to the majority of people, well, to everybody that, not, I don't know why I said majority, to the people that were listening and were looking forward to that. I do apologize, because I know that I was teasing everybody for quite some time, talking about, hey, it's launching next week or next month. And again, that kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier, is when you're doing that talking and everything, make sure that you are backing that up with action. Because if you're only just talking and opening your mouth and there's just words just spilling out of your mouth and you're just sitting there, you're not going to get any results. You're not going to get a good outcome. And at that point, you're just a talker. Nobody will take you serious. So when you do have those dreams, those ambitions, those things that you want to do with your life, definitely put it out in the universe. Talk about it on social media. Talk about it with your friends, or your significant other, or your family. Manifest that shit. But make sure you're not just saying things and then just sitting back, binging, you know, 12 hours of Manifest on Netflix. Like, you actually got to put in some work. You might not need to put in as much work as you might think, depending on what it is, but there's going to be a lot of work that needs to be incorporated into those wishes and things that you want to obtain in this physical reality that we live in. And so many people have these big dreams or small dreams, whatever it might be, just dreams overall, and these ambitions and things that they want to do with their life and things that they want to have. But there's so much fear. There's so much anxiety and different emotions that kind of just block that vision and that dream that you have. And I can say this because I've been there. I've experienced this firsthand. But that's where you need to have that open mind, and you need to be able to have that self-awareness. And most importantly, be able to take accountability. Because if you're not taking accountability on your actions and where you are in life and what you're doing with your life, you're just going in a circle, like a hamster. You're just going around and around. And what is the definition of insanity? Is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. So if you're not willing to make those changes to better your life, that's insanity. And that also goes with everything, with the way you think, with the things that come out of your mouth. Words are powerful, man. And I feel like a lot of people underestimate the power of the things that we think of and the things that we say. And then also on top of that, how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about other people, how we feel about the world, what our outlook is, what our perspective is. And if you get caught up in that illusion and that deep rabbit hole of where you're eventually going to get really lost and you're not going to know which direction to go. Do I go left? Do I go right? Do I turn back around? Do I go forward? What do I do? What you do is you listen to your intuition. You listen to that gut feeling. You're listening to that inner voice. You need to open up that third eye. You honestly do, and I feel like so many people don't, and they suffer the consequences later on. And I've been there plenty of times. But the amazing thing about life and when you have that self-awareness and you reach a certain level of enlightenment where even when you do fuck up, even when you do take that left, when you are supposed to take that right, God will turn you back right around and send you and redirect you to where you gotta go. Now, it might not happen immediately. It might not happen the next day. It might take a month. It might take a year. It might take a couple of years. It might take a decade. But if you're open-minded enough and you're willing to accept the openness and willingness of being in a state of vulnerability and also openness and having that love that is just, you know, radiating off of you and kind of just inside of you and also getting pushed out of you as well, that you're giving to people or the world, whether it's with physical things, materialism, art, whatever it might be, because we all are here to contribute to the world. We are all here to better the world. That's why we're here. I mean, obviously, yes, we're here to learn, grow, evolve, love one another, and learn from our mistakes, and learn these life lessons, and master them, and clear karma. And karma that might not even be necessarily yours, quote unquote. It could be back, you know, 4 or 5 generations back. And usually those people that reincarnate, that come back here, are sometimes typically labeled the black sheep. But those black sheep, those people that were picked by God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, are here to break generational curses, are here to break trauma bonds, and are here to make sure that the future of their bloodline, of your bloodline, of my bloodline, is so much better than every previous generation of that bloodline. And when you're in that position of being that generational curse breaker, cycle breaker, and all these things, and for me, I'm the black sheep of like 2 families, like my mom's side and my dad's side. So there's a lot of karma in things that I have dealt with my entire life. But I didn't really have this outlook. I really didn't have this level of understanding to really, really understand it, if that makes any sense. But now that I do, and now that I have that outlook and perception of why I'm actually here, Now I can fully embrace who I am and why I'm here, to make the world a better place, to make myself a better human, to make my family better people, to make the people around me better in any way possible. Whether it's the way they think, the way they talk, inspiration to inspire people, whatever it might be. We are here for a reason. We all have a purpose. And again, to go back to what I was talking about before, I know what it's like to not feel like you don't have a purpose and you're lost and you're stuck. And it's like you're just going in quicksand. I know that feeling. I'm actually very familiar with that feeling. So I can have that empathy towards anyone that feels that way because I've been there. And when you have these experiences in life where you are able to go back after an event, whether it was traumatic, super traumatic, or even non-traumatic, and you're able to, again, digest whatever that situation, problem, mistake, failure, whatever you want to call it, and you're able to really deep analyze the situation and really see, okay, what went wrong essentially? Was it me? Was it somebody else? Was there a chain reaction? So to get back to that root cause, and once you're able to get that root cause and really figure it out and analyze it and have that self-reflection, self-awareness, and most importantly, you're able to take that accountability, you are unfucking stoppable. There is nothing that can stop you. And that is a fact. Especially when you know that you are destined for greatness. Or even if you don't think that, maybe you don't think highly of yourself. There's been times where in my life, so many times, for so long, where I didn't feel or think highly of myself, where I felt worthless, where I felt no value in my professional life and personal life. And that double whammy is not a fun position to be in whatsoever. So I can have that understanding and that empathy. But there becomes a time and there's a certain point where you can't be in that victim mode mentality. You can't always think like, oh, poor me. Oh, why does this happen to me? Oh, blah, blah, blah. And I did this for the majority of my fucking life. So that's why I'm preaching this. And maybe there's some people that are listening or watching that don't think like that or haven't thought like that or we're stuck in that loop of negative thinking and worst case scenario thinking. Because like I said earlier, we don't fully understand and can really fully comprehend how powerful the words that we speak and the thoughts that we think. Because that becomes a reality. So when we're thinking worst case scenario, negative thinking, we're at that low vibrational state. And when you're in that low vibrational state, you're going to attract negative shit. You're going to attract negative outcomes. You're going to attract the wrong people. You're going to attract the wrong friends, the wrong girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it might be. The wrong job, the wrong environment, the wrong home, the wrong city, the whole nine yards maybe. So be very careful on what you think and the words that you say. And we're all human, so we're all going to have those intrusive thoughts at times. So that's where that self-awareness and that accountability comes in. And you're able to have that pattern recognition. Like I said, oh, this thought's coming in. I don't like this. This isn't a positive thought. This isn't a good thought. Get the fuck out of here. So when you have that negative thought, that negative feeling, those fear-based feelings, the fear-mongering, whatever it might be, that scarcity, you automatically have to counteract that bitch with a Uno card. You Uno reverse that motherfucker. You Michael Jackson moonwalk that bitch. Seriously. But yeah, I think we're going to end today's show. And I really do appreciate everybody listening or watching. And we're back. Full mode. So many more episodes. And I know I said all the three new podcasts are coming January of 2024. But that doesn't mean that there isn't going to be some special episodes here or there. You know how I am. I said season 15 wasn't launching until whatever date, and by the time I had the official season 15 premiere, I was already like 11 episodes in. I'm always working, and that's what I love. And this is an outlet for me, and this is a way for me to express my thoughts and my ideology. And again, I never want to force my ideology and thoughts upon anybody. I'm just putting it out into the universe. And again, the best creators and the best people that listen to their intuition and that have that antenna, they're able to pick up and download that source information that's coming from the universe, and you incorporate that into your life, which is very, very important. Very important. Like always, you can listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and over 20 more different platforms. All the links to listen, watch the show, follow me on social media, get in contact with me. Everything is accessible at onairwithjt.com. That's onairwithjt.com. And for all business inquiries, feel free to email me directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. That's onairwithjt@gmail.com. This episode is brought to you by Pure Hemp Rolling Papers, the best rolling papers in the game. Go follow them on Instagram at Pure Hemp Papers. Tell them JT sent you. Have a great day. The JT way. JT here. I gotta let you guys know about this really cool giveaway that I'm doing. Myself and Pure Hemp Paper has partnered up, and we're doing a really cool giveaway for my fans and my listeners and followers. So for all my smokers out there that like to smoke paper, well, this could be yours, and you don't have to pay a penny. So how do you win? I'll let you know. And the description will be also down below. So by the time that you're seeing this, you'll have 2 weeks to keep entering this giveaway and contest every single day. And all you need to do is follow my page, On Air with JT, and most importantly, Pure Hemp Paper on Instagram. And then you have to like this video, share it on your Instagram stories, and tag myself and Pure Hemp Paper so we both know that you have officially entered the contest, so we can mark you guys down. And in 2 weeks, one lucky person's gonna win all this fucking paper.
And you gonna get high.
If you are interested in advertising or sponsorships, please send all business inquiries to onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and can be seen on YouTube. onairwithjt.com.
JT did it again.
JT here. Pure Hemp Rolling Papers was launched in 1996. from the desire to have a tree-free alternative rolling paper. They are made from pesticide-free, chemical-free, pure hemp's manufacturers have been around for quite some time. The Miguel family has been perfecting paper making since 1725. That's almost 300 years of paper making experience. Pure Hemp Rolling Papers is an eco-conscious alternative to all the wood pulp rice rolling papers on the market. They are focused on offering a tree-free rolling paper complemented with an all-natural vegan gum line that is sustainably sourced from West African trees. Pure Hemp created rolling papers to be as pure as possible. 25 plus years later, and Pure Hemp family has grown substantially. They've expanded into pre-roll cones, spiral wraps, and individualized pre-roll cones. Reach out to Pure Hemp and discover their superior Pure Hemp pre-roll cones. At Pure Hemp, they are always listening, learning, adapting, and constantly innovating. When I smoke paper, I smoke the Pure Hemp way. Go check them out on Instagram at Pure Hemp Paper and give them a follow. Tell them JT sent you.
JT did it again.